Hi there. How can I help you today?
Hi. Thanks for picking up. I'm just curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how it might help businesses? I'm eager to learn.
Hey, Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here to chat about voice AI. But hey, everything's great on my end. Thanks for asking. How about you? Anything specific you'd like to know about our voice AI capabilities today?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Oh, hey, Mary. Nice to hear from you again. I don't have personal experience, but I do know Dasha AI is known for creating really natural human-like voice AI conversations. Vector Solutions sounds familiar as a client, but I can't confirm details. Would you like me to connect you with the Dasha team for more info?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha, AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Ah, thanks for the heads up about the audio. Lead generation and revenue growth can be tricky, right? Many businesses struggle with reaching the right prospects and keeping conversations engaging without sounding robotic. How does your AI handle those challenges? Does it adapt naturally to different customer responses?
Tell me more about how reaching the right prospects and keeping conversations engaging has been a challenge for you.
Sure thing. Well, reaching the right prospects often means sifting through lots of contacts to find those genuinely interested, which can be time-consuming. And keeping conversations engaging, that's a whole other ballgame. Bots often sound stiff or scripted, which turns people off. So having AI that feels natural and responsive really makes a difference. How does your platform tackle these issues?
Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
I love that question. Painting a picture of success. 12 months from now, I'd imagine your AI is seamlessly handling thousands of lead calls, engaging prospects with natural, human-like conversations that feel personal and relevant. Your team's freed up to focus on closing deals, and revenue is climbing steadily thanks to higher quality leads. Plus, you're probably seeing great insights from the AI's data to keep improving. Sounds like a win-win, right?
What do you mean by the AI handling thousands of lead calls, and why is that important to you?
Great question. What I mean is that your AI can make a large volume of outbound calls to potential leads simultaneously, something that would be impossible for a human team to do efficiently. This is important because it means you can reach more prospects faster, increasing the chances of finding those truly interested in your product or service. Plus, the AI keeps conversations natural and engaging, so leads don't feel like they're just talking to a robot. Does that sound like something that could help your business?
Tell me more about how reaching more prospects faster and keeping conversations natural is impacting your business right now.
Reaching more prospects quickly means you can fill your sales pipeline faster, which is crucial for steady growth. But if those conversations don't feel natural, you risk losing interest or trust, which can hurt your brand. So balancing speed with a human touch is key. Right now, if your current approach feels too slow or robotic, that could be holding you back. Does that resonate with what you're experiencing?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Bringing it back to now, great. Many businesses I talk to mention challenges like limited sales team capacity, difficulty personalizing outreach at scale, and juggling follow-ups without losing leads. Sometimes the tech feels clunky or too impersonal, which can frustrate both reps and prospects. What about you? Any specific hurdles you're facing that you think AI could help with?
What are all the ways limited sales capacity, personalization struggles, and tech frustrations are affecting your business right now?
Limited sales capacity means fewer calls and slower lead follow-up, which can let hot prospects slip away. Personalization struggles make outreach feel generic, so prospects might tune out or say no. And tech frustrations? Well, clunky tools slow down your team and create extra work, leading to missed opportunities and lower morale. Altogether, these issues can really stall growth. Does that sound familiar?
Can you go a bit deeper on how missed opportunities and lower morale are impacting your team and business?
Absolutely. Missed opportunities mean lost revenue and slower growth, which can put pressure on the whole team to hit targets. When reps feel like they're constantly chasing cold leads or dealing with frustrating tech, it can drain their motivation and confidence, that burnout can lead to higher turnover, which disrupts momentum and costs time and money to fix. So it's a cycle that's tough to break without the right tools. Does that hit home for you?